Good afternoon. It's the show on KJZZ for Thursday, December 25th. I'm Mark Brody, along with Steve Goldstein. We're bringing you more of our community mixed with national stories and international news, blending everything that makes our world what it is.
The typical Christmas main dish usually features turkey or ham. But when you live in the Southwest with the culinary influence of Mexico, the plate looks a little different. Tamales are a tradition for a lot of us in Arizona, whether we can make them ourselves or have to lean on the experts. Arthur Othon is part of the family that owns the El Bravo restaurants in the Valley, which specialize in tamales. I asked him how the tamale tradition got started.
Grandmothers, my mother-in-law, and their families, everybody would get together before Christmas, and it's kind of like an assembly line where all the tías, which are the aunts, would get together and they'd, put an assembly line to make tamales. And that would be a tradition for Christmas. But it expanded to most of the Hispanic or Mexican families still do that today.
But what got it started so that was the great product? Because anyone who's had a good tamale knows how great it is. But why did that become a Christmas time tradition?
Obviously, Christmas is a time when families all get together, and that's where they used to have the feast for them would be the tamales. The general population would cook a ham or cook a turkey. Well, the Hispanic families, and primarily the Mexican families, would all, cook tamales, and they do it as a group to cook tamales, and then all the relatives would come over and celebrate Christmas, and that would be the feast.
What makes a great tamale?
It's for preparation, the dough. We don't use any animal fats in our tamales, so it's a lighter type of masa, they call it in Spanish, that is the main piece of the tamale. That's what you spread on the corn husk. And then you put whatever fillings you want. Tamales come in all kinds of flavors. They have the sweet corn tamales. You have sweet bean tamales. You have nowadays the vegetarian tamales with enchiladas and beans without any meat, without chicken or beef.
When you talk about the assembly line, how long does it take to make a big batch of tamales?
Well, obviously, it's a lot quicker here at the restaurant than it is in the home.
Yeah.
The restaurant, we have the big batch machines that stir and prepare the masa. But on the families, it's all done by hand. When you do it at home, the tamales are prepared by hand. The masa is made by hand. The ingredients are put in by hand. The corn husks are spread by hand. So it's an assembly line. I would say probably a couple of hours to make maybe 20, 30 dozen tamales.
Do you have a personal favorite flavor of tamale?
Oh, yeah. Mine, it's the chicken green corn tamale. But I also like the red beef chili tamale for the breakfast with a fried egg on top.
Ah.
And that, to me, that's you're in heaven when you do that.
That's great. Do you have a first piece of advice for someone who's never had a tamale before?
Yes. The most common mistake when they first eat a tamale is they try to cut through the corn husk. Peel the corn husk off. We serve the corn husk on the bottom of the plate for decoration when we serve our tamales, but it's not edible. Well, it probably is, but it's not very flavorful. So just make sure you don't eat the husk.
Arthur Othon, part of the family that owns the El Bravo restaurants in the Valley.